Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Ladies and gentlemen, what I want to tell you is that there is a certain covenant you have with God if you are a believer, and God is specially committed to carry it through. That once he has saved you by the blood of Jesus, all your family people must be saved, and they will be saved. It doesn't mean that if they are dead and they were unbelievers who were dead, they were going to go to heaven. No, the living ones, hallelujah, they will be saved. Isn't that good news? They will be saved. Hallelujah. God is committed to that. It is a covenant thing. Because you see, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but let it suffice now for us to know that because we are saved, God is duty bound to save our households. That's the covenant. That is the blood covenant. That is what it means. So that jailer could not just believe in Jesus and then he alone is saved and then his family is unsaved. No. God said that you will be saved and your family too will be saved. God is committed to that. If even he has to reveal himself to that sibling or your parents or whoever you consider your family, if he has to reveal himself to them at the last hour, he will save them at the last hour. Hallelujah. Because he is a covenant keeping God, and he will keep his blood covenant, that Jesus's blood sealed. Hallelujah. So that is good news for us. And that is how powerful the blood of Jesus Christ is. The blood of the Lamb that we are reading about said that one lamb was okay for the whole family. And that's wonderful. That's powerful. I want you and I to believe God that we are going to experience kingdom life, not alone, but experience it with our whole household. That is God's plan, and he's committed to it. Already 1 Peter 4 verse 10 has said that God, he calls himself the Savior of all men. And I say to God, if you are the Savior of all men, then save my family people. Hallelujah. He said that he's the Savior of all men, especially of those who believe. To the greatest degree, those who believe. But he's still the Savior, and he will save them. So let us work with God whilst there is life, whilst our family people are alive, so that they get born again. But be assured, if they are resisting you today because of the gospel, maybe preaching they are resisting, be assured, tell them that you, because of Jesus and the power of his blood, you will be saved. You will go to heaven. Don't say that they are sinners, they are bad, they are wicked, they are the black sheep in the family, they are the cause troublers in the family, they steal, they do drugs and all that. No, they womanize. Don't say that to them. Say that they are born again. You are saved. God has saved you. That is the good news. You are not aware, but very soon you will see it. Tell them that. Say those wonderful words over them, that you are going to speak in tongues. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. Because of the blood of Jesus. Wow. It's exciting to be in God, because he takes the work out of our work. Because when he shed his blood, he finished it all. So why do you make the salvation of your brother or your sister or your mother become something that you are even doubting? From today, stop the doubting and believe with God. He sees them differently. You have to change the way you are seeing them. The reckonings. You have to change the way that you are valuing, you are esteeming them. You have to change your language towards them. And see them as people that the blood of the Lamb has touched. Because the same blood has touched you. And the Lamb is for a house. Hallelujah. Let's go to verse 5. Your lamb, oh no, verse 4. And if the house, oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. It's wonderful. Please look at it. Oh, those in the dark, I don't know why you are there. You see, look at verse 4. And if the household is too small for the lamb, oh, hallelujah. If the household is too small for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next to his house take it according to the number of the persons. According to each man's need, you shall make your count for the lamb. Look at what God is saying. He is even going beyond your family. He says that if your family is small, you see, so that the lamb appears too big for you, then you can believe, oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Then you can believe God for your neighbors to enjoy the kingdom system, experience the kingdom life that I'm just about to take you out from the world system into being kings and priests in charge spiritually, in charge secularly. That is it. He says that if your household is too small for the lamb, imagine a lamb. A lamb is a very small creature, very small. But can you see that God doesn't make provision for more lambs for big households? Because as far as he's concerned, Jesus, that one lamb should be okay for any house in Israel. I hope you know that they were very prolific. I mean, they were bringing for plenty. I hope you know that. Oh, do you know that? It's in Exodus. That is how come Egypt was afraid, because the people were multiplying. They were burning maybe 50 in a family. Hey! Because the women, when they are bringing for, they don't sweat. It comes. I mean, they get pregnant, they are working. Every time they are bringing forth, every 9 months they are bringing forth. They were not small households like 2 and 3. Oh. But God is telling them that, look, even beyond you, the lamb is too big for you. The lamb is too big, maybe too big for your family. So you can believe for your neighbor. And that is what I want to tell you. That your neighbor, your next door neighbor, shouldn't be somebody you are quarreling with. Your next door neighbor should be somebody who is enjoying kingdom sleep because you are around. In the night, you can lift up your hand and you say, the blood of the lamb all over this neighborhood. No demon will fly around this neighborhood. You can lift up your hand and you can say that angels visit this neighborhood tonight. And because of the covenant God has with you, he has to specially do this for your neighbors. And suddenly your neighbors are being blessed. As you were a ruler, you were a king, you were a priest, you see that your neighborhood becomes also prosperous. Hallelujah. Spiritually, people get born again easily in your neighborhood. Not when they do not cross. After crossing the neighborhood, the next week after crossing, they get born again. Because they have crossed the blood zone. You know something? The blood of the Lamb is all over the neighborhood. That is how powerful the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ is. We, the children of God, believers, people in the kingdom of God, must know the power in the blood of Jesus and make use of it and get the world saved. If you cannot get the faraway lands saved, your Jerusalem, your neighbors, your family, they can enjoy a good life. You must be able to pray, young people, and say to yourself, as for me, where I stay in my future, it will be full of rich people. Amen. Oh yeah, it's a very wonderful prayer to pray. You must pray certain prayers for yourself that is going to wait for you, that in 10 years time you enter into those prayers. Amen. Hallelujah. Begin to say to yourself that, look, in my neighborhood, in future, the gospel will be preached all the time. That people who come across, who come and work there, they will become rich people. Just because you are there. Just because you employ them. Just because they are associated with you. They will do well because you have activated the blessing in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Powerful. Look at verse 5 now. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. This is describing Jesus, that he shall be without blemish. In other words, he must be without defect. Wow! For him to be able to transition you from a religious life to experience practically the kingdom life of being a king and a priest at the same time, the lamb must be without blemish. If it is with blemish or defect, like one leg is broken, or one eye is squinted, or one teeth has removed, then he cannot perform. But as long as he is perfect inside, perfect outside, he can transition you. Hallelujah. That is how Jesus Christ is capable of transitioning our life from a low human life to a high life of the kingdom of God right on this earth in preparation for the kingdom future. We can taste the powers of the world to come today, awaiting the world to come. Hallelujah. But I want you to underline first year in your Bible. Verse 5. It shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. First year. What does it tell us? It tells us about the first fruit. A male of the first year. I must say that he mentioned that the lamb must be a male because males are givers of life.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
That is why the lamb must be a male, so that he can give his life for us, for the people in the household, for the people in the neighborhood. That is why Jesus Christ released his life unto us, took our death, gave us his life, took our confusion, gave us his peace. Took our sins, gave us his righteousness. Took our poverty on the cross, gave us his prosperity, his riches on the cross. Took our sickness, gave us his health. Hallelujah. The male is a giver of life. That is why Jesus qualifies. Wow. But I was commenting about the first year. You see, the first year means that it must be number one. The first year. And that is what Jesus Christ is. Jesus is the first fruit. And we are the harvest. The main harvest. The Bible says that when Jesus resurrected, he became our first fruit. And the first fruit is always harvested before the main harvest. But once you get the first fruit, it is a sure sign that the harvest is coming. Hallelujah. Once Jesus is our first fruit, it is a sign to believers that we are going to live his life. We are going to live his poverty-free life, his confusion-free life, his sin-free life, his sickness-free life. We are going to live his blessed life, not a cursed life. Once he is our first fruit, then the rest of us, we are just like him. Just like him. Let's read that in the book of Romans chapter 11. Romans chapter 11 and then verse 16. Romans chapter 11 verse 16, Paul is stating a spiritual principle here. He says that, for if the first fruit is holy, the lump is also holy. The lump is the heap, or the majority is holy. And if the root is holy, so are the branches. Who is our root? Ephesians 1:4a. You remember what I started with? Our reckoning, our source is who? Jesus. Says that if our root or our source is holy, then the branches are also holy. Because the same juices flowing through the root flows through the branch. He said, I am the vine, you are the branches. So what is flowing through Jesus is flowing through us. If righteousness is flowing through Jesus, then sin is not flowing through you. If healing and health, rather health, is flowing through Jesus, then it's not sickness which is flowing through you. It looks like sickness, but you are not sick in actuality. So you can defy the sickness and say that, look, I am actually healed. Because what is flowing through my root is what is flowing through me. If my root is accepted before God, then me, the branch, I am also accepted. Because you cut the root, you cut the branch, the same nutrients in the root, the same thing is in the branch. Hallelujah. The same life of the root is in the branch. If the root is dying, the branch is dying. If the root is alive, the branch is alive. If Jesus is alive to God, then you are alive to God. Just because of relationship. Not because of what you have done, but because of your relationship with the root. He says that if the first fruit is holy, then the lump is also holy. And Jesus is our first fruit. That is why your holiness is not based upon yourself, but it is based upon him. His holiness. That is why you can confess all the time that you are holy. That is why you can believe that you are holy. And you can say with your mouth that I am holy just because of my relationship with the first fruit. It's a relationship thing. Hallelujah. Let's go back. Exodus 12, verse 5. The lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You shall take it from the sheep or from the goats. Hallelujah. Wow. Jesus, he sanctifies us. Ladies and gentlemen, we are not ordinary people. We are in a world that is corrupt, that is falling. But God is telling us that he is taking us away from this world system, from the philosophies of this world, from the curses of this world, from the bondage of this world, and he is taking us into the kingdom system where we can enjoy liberty in Jesus. We can enjoy blessings in the kingdom places, in the heavenly places. It says that it starts with your reckoning, and it starts with your focus on the Lamb, not on yourself. So you must begin to have a mind that is fixed upon Jesus. You meditate upon him, his person, what he taught and what he did. His person, what he taught, or his principles, and then his performance, what he did. Saturate your life with that. Change your beginning. Change your reckoning. Begin to see how Jesus does not only take you from the world into the kingdom, experiencing the kingdom life on this earth today, but see you carry your family also and carry your neighbors if you can believe for it. If you believe that Jesus is so big that my household is small to consume him, and I can add my neighbors, I can add my town, I can add, go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do it. But there is no limit to the lamb. No matter how large they are, it's just one lamb. Because he is sufficient. He is an overpayment for all of us. So when God looks at Jesus, he's excited. Because God has benefited from his sacrifice of Jesus. Yeah, he has made profit. Wow! He's made profit. That's good. That's wonderful. You came from
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.